So Beth, you are the director admissions in the Menlo School, and we were very privileged to have you there with a group of students. And the question that now that I'm here in the, and seeing the American context arises in my mind is that the life that we have out there, we live it and then we come back here. What is it that we can still bring it back with us to be able to adjust or to be able to learn from that lesson and do something here?
I think what struck me in Ranaket was just how close to the land everyone lives. So you collect your own water, you milk the cow, you have very simple meals that, and in here, there's just so much of everything, so much choice in the grocery store of, 20 kinds of toothpaste or cereal or, and so I've been trying to be mindful since coming back to try and live closer to the earth and to reduce trash and save water, as Sammy and Annabelle said, but also to eat more simply, I guess, in a way. I don't know, I guess it's just something that I took away from Ranaket, that we don't, just because there is so much here, doesn't mean we have to get lost in it, and we can try and keep things simpler.
Sure. Well, I wasn't there, but I have been there, and maybe I'll share some things that came from surveys and just talking with the students that are here. That's something else that I saw there, that in addition to the important steps that were mentioned, like saving money, saving water and showering and reducing waste and trash and living closer to the land, and is the maybe the inner change of being content. Some of you mentioned the contentedness that you saw in the people that you met in Ranaket, and they didn't have as much as we have, but they seemed rich in joy. Rich in contentment, and that seems to be an important lesson as well. The importance of being happy with less material goods.
Worried that maybe it doesn't help. What is it that we can do, there to make it more related to the context of what can be added or subtracted from the experience there, which can make it more whole? For an experience to be coming back here and with some lessons. Is there something? I can think. We're just having a little conversation. Because in this visit, somehow it stuck to me, and I was talking to Peter, that the context is so different between Mascali and here. Is it worthwhile in the sense of our experience of living there, that we do get something which we can apply here in terms of the life back home. So I'm actually feeling happier than I was yesterday.
Good. good.
In terms of this question, and I was feeling that maybe there is very little, but now that we hear the students, and we, so it's really very optimistic, and I'm so happy to hear what you are saying. Yeah.
Something that I hope happens for us at our, in our community here, that bridges the gap between Machikali and Ranikhet and here, is our students. Just maybe adapting some of the values that they saw expressed in Ranikhet, and sharing it with their peers. You were asking on the way over here at Jay about what are the goals of our students, and I was giving you, you know, sort of the stereotypical goal of students, which I think, you know, I was talking about getting into good schools, getting into prestigious colleges, and being successful, being popular, all of these natural, but they were very much in the ether of our school, that getting into a good prestigious brand name college is kind of, it is probably numero uno. I was speaking not for these particular students, but just kind of based in living in this, going to this school, working at this school. And I didn't hear anybody talk about college in their reflections. I didn't hear anyone talk about that in the survey. I didn't hear anybody at any point in the 3 weeks mention Harvard or any or equivalent of that. Not that it's bad to mention Harvard, but I was, to me, it's important that students see that there's some other measure of success in college admissions. What other measures could there possibly be? Maybe it's contentment. Maybe it's community. Maybe it's joy. Maybe it's doing yoga. Maybe it's serving. You know, maybe it's serving others. And maybe there's a real value in that. I don't want to talk too much, and maybe I'm being, but I think about this stuff a lot. And to me, if any bit of that has landed with our students, to me, then our journey was worthwhile, and the transference is there.
I think that, like, especially here in this area, we get, just adding up what Mr. Brown just said, we get like too caught up in like physical success, whether it be monetary or prestige, and we don't like realize other things that are going on in our lives that are more important, like family or love or contentness. And I think that I agree that like if Menlo helps us realize that as students, then the trip was worth it, and that they've served part of their purpose and a big portion of their purpose as educators.
Well said.
Jay, this is a little bit tangential, but I never noticed this before. Or it's Lokas, so the star, so Kino Bhaktri.
I saw that,
That's Sanskrit, right?
Yeah. Lokas, Samasta, Sukhino Bhavantu. May all, everyone in the world be happy and healthy.
Earlier discussion of what your premise was. Are you recording?
Yeah.
All right. So I don't know where you started with your conversation or what you were asking, but in terms of things coming back, I don't know how many of you have found yourself doing this, but I find myself doing things around the house and thinking, well, that's a really stupid way to do it. So a simple thing. I make coffee every morning. When I pour my coffee, the coffee maker drips, and there's always a couple of drips, and the napkins are nearby, and I grab the napkin, and I wipe it up, and I throw the napkin away. And I came back thinking, that's a really stupid way to do that. Grab the sponge and just wipe up with something that can be, So I'm finding myself with very small things, but I think small things can have a big impact. So I was out with the ladies that I hike with on Saturday, and we got into this conversation. They were asking about India and sort of what you've brought back. And I said, you know, you think about things like, why do we carry plastic water bottles instead of reusable water bottles and the paper we use? So like I said, I don't know where this conversation started because I wasn't here, but I found myself coming back and rethinking how we do things around the house and what things do we need. And there was value to me in this trip just in something that simple.
No, that's exactly I'm trying to understand. So is there anything that we can do to make it a bit different or change, which you think could make it a bit more deeper or more transformational? Because it's, I can see that it's already getting there, already working. Wow.
I was thinking we need some nature contemplation over in the Redwood Grove, which is actually where we should have held this class if we'd been thinking. But wouldn't it be nice just to, like, once a week go do some contemplation over in the grove?
We'll have to show you the grove.
Okay.
It's our best little spot of nature campus.
I think that's why they have the purple outdoor mats, as they go and do yoga over there.
I was thinking, I saw that there were purple mats for outdoors. I thought, right. Where could we have done it where it would have been quiet on campus this morning? I'm not sure.
But that to me is something that we could bring back to campus and do sort of our own small version of.
I'm so sorry. I have to leave for rehearsal.
It was so nice.
Good luck.
Yeah, break
Thank
a leg.
You. Thank you. Yeah, we can wind it up also. So when is the show?
It's in Portola Valley, so. Actually, I have no idea
where
the direction
that
is, but it's close to here.
I see. Is this a play?
A musical, yeah.
What's
the musical? We're doing A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Melody did it like 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago, and 10 years ago also. No, 10, 15 years ago.
Fantastic. When is the performance?
Thursday and Friday.
Oh, wow. Break a leg.
Thank you.
So it's more, if I understand correctly, it's more at the psychological level that it's working, huh? Is it? Like a consciousness level.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. So good to see you all. I'll see you in August.
Yes.
Enjoy California.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I really enjoy the time that you spent spirituality, and of course India is a much more spiritual country as a whole than the US, and so I think anything more that you could add to the program over there around understanding spirituality and why India is a spiritual country and the different kinds that are there. I don't know, I enjoyed the conversations I had around that. You remember Annabelle asking your friend about reincarnation, and that led into a really interesting conversation in your house.
Yeah.
That was one of the real highlights of the trip for me. And so, that just sort of happened coincidentally, but maybe that could be intentional in the future.
I would have loved to have had more of that. That was one of my best memories of the trip was that day.
Yeah, we can intentionally plan those conversations.
Yeah.
That's right. But I'm a little bit, since you guys go to the very epicenter of the spirituality in India, which is Rishikesh, so how does that leg of the trip translate into this kind of a learning? Because I'm a little bit not sure of what happens there, I don't know.
Yeah, I think, well, Rishikesh wasn't quite the same this year as it had been in previous years. I think in the past, they this group of students on this trip had had some introduction to spirituality in India at an ashram, but of course, this year when we were there, it was the Swami's birthday, so we got caught up in a huge ceremony, but it was all in Hindi, and so we didn't really understand it. And anyway, so I think we kind of missed the talk on spirituality that we...
We would have had otherwise.
Yeah.
But I think that was just a fluke of
it was, time. Yeah. So we might have had more understanding before we got to Ranaket if our Rishikesh trip had been more what had been in the previous years.
So I think it's a little after 12, you know, that we said some of you guys may need to get going. But